Ruth Dussault with Local News Matters. This week, we have a special report about the impacts of President Trump's culture war on the queer community. Finbar LaBelle reports from this year's San Francisco Pride Festival.
In the summer of 1969, in the swell of the civil rights movement, police raided and destroyed a gay bar in Greenwich Village, New York, called the Stonewall Inn. Rather than run away or hide, queer people fought back against the police. Neighbors and allies joined them, and a riot broke out. The next day, sweeping away the broken glass, the Stonewall Inn was open for business. The following year, thousands of queer people commemorated the event by marching through the city to Central Park with their gay pride on public display. That was the first Pride Parade. In 1999, President Bill Clinton proclaimed June to be Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. For 30 years, queer people have gradually become more accepted in society and in positions of power. Pride Month has even seen support from major corporations. But all that changed this year with the anti-diversity agenda of President Donald Trump. Trump has signed executive orders to stop gender-affirming healthcare, even canceling a suicide and crisis hotline for LGBTQ youth. This year, the politics of pride was inescapable. The spiritual center of pride is the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, a 50-year-old legacy group, all wearing shirts adorned with proud trans flags. A major event was SOSF, an all-day music festival in San Francisco's Dogpatch neighborhood. The show opened with performances by queer icon Tinashe and Kim Petras, the first trans woman to ever win a Grammy. Before the chorus performed, I spoke with the Associate Director of Music and Outreach, Mitch Galley.
I mean, this year feels much like a protest for love and a protest for joy. And this year's community is really leaning into what queer joy looks like and allowing themselves to feel that joy, because there are so many places and spaces in this country right now where it is not being allowed. And so I can feel people really rallying together.
Straight individuals who politically support queer rights have come to be known as allies. Kettery Compte and Ava Ross are two women, both straight, who attended Pride in a show of solidarity.
I feel like we have come to this understanding at this point that there's strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. And I really think we need to gather around and show that we are proud to be here. In the midst of like so much uncertainty and hostility, like there is this hope that like there is like a cultural pulse going in the opposite way. Yeah. That's why it's mm-hmm. so beautiful to see so many people gathering together and just, you know, enjoying the day, enjoying each other, and enjoying what it truly means to be themselves and to be free.
I also think, like, what it means to be an ally and, like, for pride, too, and it's kind of, there's this, like, contradiction that I feel sometimes. I want to be loud and I want to be, like, present, but I also don't want to take up, like, too much space.
Yeah.
For, like, taking away, because I think that it is important to be like to show like what side of history you are on, and I think the voices that are marginalized are also like pushed to the side a lot of times historically.
Yeah.
Chorus member Alex Bien sang Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan. They spoke with me about the changes they are seeing in their workplace culture.
They've also rolled back policies at the lab. They were about to change some restrooms so that they could be all gender. They were just like single occupancy, so it's the same thing. They're probably still used that way.
Big corporations are now folding. They once flaunted their support for the LGBTQ community. Smirnoff added rainbow wraps on their vodka bottles. H&M sold pride shirts with slogans like Love Wins. Businesses financially supported organizations like the Gay Men's Chorus. However, this time around,
corporate support has definitely dropped. Not even just corporate, like in the public sector too. Like I work at a government lab, and they've changed their logo like every year the past three or so years, I think. But this year they didn't. But yeah, a bunch of brands that had logos before didn't anymore. Yeah. And there was that whole discourse around like, oh, why do you want corporate sponsors? Because they're just there to like for the capitalism. Yeah. But the thing is that represented an ethos, that represented like a cultural kind of like stance on how we treat gay people, queer people.
As I looked around this pride, it was evident that the time for talk is long over. The entire LGBTQ community knows one truth. Resistance isn't an option. It's the only path forward.
Baby, I am America. I'm a stranger just like you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, I am America. And I'm begging for the truth. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, I am America.
That was reporter, chorus member, and San Francisco native Finbar LaBelle reporting from the 2025 San Francisco Pride Festival. For more Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.